Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AARP program featuring items of interest to our senior citizens. This is information found in AARP publications as well as other sources, and the program is presented by OWL Radio, which is a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center, and this is Bob Locke reporting. How do scammers know so much about you? They're good sleuths, but too often we give our data away. Now, a caller to the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline was being tormented with fake emails and trolling phone calls from scammers who seemed to specifically target him. He asked, "How do these people know so much about me?" Well, many don't understand how they get on the radar of crooks, but here are some of the ways. Online contests are gateways to unwanted sales pitches. Not only do marketers collect information like name, age, and address, they may learn other things that you like to travel, or maybe you're buying a car, or also they know that you believe in luck, and that could make you a target. Now, ever notice when you fill out a warranty card for a toaster or a coffee maker that it requests information like how much money you make? Well, it's likely that your information is being sold to other people, either legitimately or as part of a scam. Did you recently fill out a questionnaire rating your stay at a hotel or the service at a restaurant? Selling survey data is a big business, and marketing firms and even criminals can learn a lot about you based on travel preferences, what type of home you own, or what kind of car you drive. And do you share personal updates on Facebook? Scammers turn to social media postings to learn more about those who they've targeted. So be prudent. Do not post personal info in from nets narrow who can see your post, and avoid posting real-time updates about your whereabouts. Now, many public records are available at the federal, state, county, and city levels, including census data, property information, criminal records, bankruptcies, and tax liens. Private companies can pull together all this information on you and sell it to anyone, and believe it or not, it's 100% legal. So you should shred all mail that has your name and address, account numbers, or other personal data. And if you don't have a home shredder, save your papers for a neighborhood shredding event. Now, AARP sponsors these in many communities. And messy garbage will not deter a bad guy. Now, obituaries are prime hunting ground for scammers who learn the names of volunteer widows, widowers, children, or grandchildren. Who honor the dead, but keep personal information about obituaries to a minimum. Now, how do you get mom to stop sending money to someone she met online? Well, I assume you're referring to a romance scam in which a person finds herself being wooed by an imposter on a dating website or through social media. Well, these are hard situations because the victim can develop strong feelings about the scammer, and even if they've never met. Try sitting down calmly with your mom and explain that these scams happen every day online and these people are professional criminals. Be careful not to accuse or berate your mom. You want to keep the lines of communication open, and if the behavior continues, speak to her physician. So the question is, do unsolicited phone calls drive you crazy? Well, if they do, what can you do about it? Well, the best advice I can give you is to sign up for National Do Not Call Registry, donotcall.gov. Now, this won't stop all illegal calls, but it should cut down on nuisance sales calls. Don't pick up the phone unless you know who's calling. That's what I do. I don't answer. Important callers will leave a message, and on cell phones, you can download apps that warn you about who's calling. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and search for call blocking programs. Some cost money, some are free. Now, for certain landlines, nomorobo.com, that's nomorobo.com, can help you stop robocalls. And if you enter contests or sign up for things that ask for your number, it's going to be mostly shared around to the whole world. Well, a man who led a massive scam ring that operated out of Kingston, Jamaica, and raked in millions of dollars by targeting older Americans with promises of lottery riches was sentenced to 6 years in prison recently. This was in a federal courthouse in Bismarck, North Dakota. 29-year-old Lavrock Willox and others cheated at least 95, mostly elderly American, out of about $5.8 million by getting them to wire money to bank accounts in Jamaica. Victims were told they had won a major prize but needed to send money for taxes before the winnings would be paid. He was tried in North Dakota because he scammed an 82-year-old woman there out of her life savings of $300,000. But his victims lived all over the United States. The question now is, how do you get Mom to stop sending money to someone that she met online? Well, I assume they're referring to a romance scam in which a person finds herself being wooed by an imposter on a dating website or through social media. Well, these are hard situations because the victim can develop strong feelings about the scammer, even if they've never met. Try sitting down calmly with your mom and explain that these scams happen every day online, and these people are professional criminals. Be careful not to accuse or berate your mom. You want to keep the lines of communication open, and if the behavior continues, speak to her physician. And do unsolicited phone calls drive you crazy? Well, what can you do about it? My best advice is sign up for the National Do Not Call Registry, donotcall.gov. Now, this won't stop all the illegal calls, but it should cut down on nuisance sales calls. Don't pick up the phone on then unless you know who's calling. Now, important callers will leave a message. On cell phones, you can download apps that warn you about who's calling. Now, go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and search for call blocking programs. Now, some may cost you a couple of bucks. Some are free. And for certain landlines, NoMoRobo, that's NoMoRobo.com, can help stop those robocalls. And if you enter contests or sign up for the things that ask for your number, that's going to be most likely somebody is going to get your number because they'll share it with them. A man who let a massive scam ring that operated out of Kingston, Jamaica, and raked in millions of dollars by targeting older Americans with promises of lottery riches, was sentenced to 6 years in prison recently in a federal courthouse in Bismarck, North Dakota. 29-year-old Lavrick Willox and others cheated at least 95, mostly elderly Americans, out of $5.8 million by getting them to wire money back to bank accounts in Jamaica. Now, the victims were told that they had won a major prize, but they needed to send money for taxes before the winnings would be paid. He was tried in North Dakota because he scammed an 82-year-old woman there out of her life savings of $300,000. But his victims lived all over the United States, according to prosecutors. Leah Lally, who's a 51-year-old hometowner in Tampa, Florida, learned the hard way that dealing with a homeowners association, or an HOA, can escalate into a costly and maybe years-long legal battle. Well, back in 2015, Lally got nearly $700 behind on a $135 a month association fee on her 5-room bedroom home. Well, she explained to the association's management that she faced financial hardship while caring for her sick parents and asked to work out a payment plan. Well, the management company that contracts with her homeowners association told her it would take the issue to the association board. But 2 months later, as Lally waited for a response, she got a letter from a law firm saying that a lien had been filed on her home. Well, Lally decided to fight that. More than 3 years later, Lally's HOA claims that she owes nearly $15,000, about 10 of that, from the attorney fees, interest and other charges. "I refuse to bend because it's not right," says Lally, whose court case is still ongoing. "It's cruel that they're aiming to put me out of my home," she said. And there are more than 345,000 community associations, or COs as they're called, and that term includes homeowners associations, condo associations, and co-ops in America today, compared with just 10,000 back in 1970. Almost one in every four Americans belong to a CA, at least according to the Community Associations Institute. Now, the volunteer government organizations, which regulate everything from holiday decorations to the height of the grass in your lawn, enforce rules and protect residents' property values. Now, while members have long bridled at CA restrictions and fees, an industry survey shows that as many as 85% of the residents are neutral or positive about their association. But homeowners who wind up in conflict with their CA say the organizations have a dark side. In a trend that's grown recently, when homeowners are late paying assessments or fines, their accounts are turned over to law firms for collection. Now, in these cases, legal fees can quickly outpace the size of the original debt. And in worst cases, homes are lost to foreclosure, sometimes sold at auction for little more than the outstanding debt. Now, Michael Greenwald, a Boca Raton, Florida attorney, says law firms typically charge HOAs no money, but do pass on legal fees to the homeowner. Now, that's an incentive for the firm to escalate charges. A single missed payment can add up to thousands of dollars in a few months, says Greenwald. Now, lawyers are expensive and the stakes are high, and many homeowners just pay up even if they think that the charges are unfair. Now, attorneys who represent homeowners say in many cases the law firms for community associations are more aggressive than the CAs themselves. For example, Kay and John Wynn lost their home in Lexington, South Carolina, to foreclosure over a $3,800 homeowners association debt. Now, Brian Boger, who's an attorney in Columbia, South Carolina, defended their right to keep their home. The judge vacated the sale, but Boger says homes are often lost for good. It's insanity, that's what it is, says Boger. And Don Bauman, a senior vice president at the Community Association Institute, says she thinks this type of problem is rare. But Bauman says associations do have an obligation to collect because assessments fund maintenance and other costs of day-to-day operations. Now, as for turning cases over to attorneys for collection agencies, that typically would happen when a resident is just not responding or just will not pay. Now, attorneys who represent homeowners disagree. They say bills are getting passed on to law offices more quickly than ever. In Philadelphia, Jeffrey Greenspan filed for bankruptcy after running more than $55,000 in assessments and legal fees in battling against his condo association. And in Houston, the foreclosure prevention project at Lone Star Legal Aid has filed lawsuits on behalf of 27 older homeowners who had faced foreclosure from unpaid fees since 2010. And in Phoenix, attorney Jonathan DeSalles has seen a sharp rise in foreclosures. Seniors are hit hardest, he says. Many of them are on a fixed income, and they just can't afford the attorney's fees. They just keep going on up and up. Oh, are you starting to think about retiring, but not ready really to go cold turkey? Well, consider talking with your employer about something called phased, that's P-H-A-S-E-D, retirement. And that usually means gradually cutting back on your hours for several months. Now, most employers don't have a formal program, but you might want to see if you can find someone at your workplace who is phasing into retirement or someone who did so recently. Ask for advice on how it was negotiated and be clear about your vision. Do you want to work part-time rather than full-time? Work for a fixed period, say, scaling back to a 4-day week and then maybe a 3-day week over the next 6 months? Which job responsibilities could you continue to meet? Use mentoring as a bargaining chip, offering to train a replacement. And assure your boss that you're trying to develop a smooth transition that will benefit the company in the long run. And pitch your proposal on a trial basis with a built-in periodic reviews to see whether it's working for the manager and for you. Working at home. Well, that has kind of a nice ring to it, but often too nice. That's an area that's ripe for scams. Now, the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, counts job and business opportunity scams among its top 10 types of fraud, costing victims an average of more than $1,000 per reported case. Now, there are two red flags that signal a likely scam. A job that promises to pay more than you dreamed, and a firm that charges a fee to obtain more information. Now, payment for the privilege of working is rarely acceptable, according to Christine Durst, who's co-founder of something called Rat Race Rebellion. That's a website that posts home-based jobs. Now, other tips for avoiding scams from the FTC and the retirement planning website Retired Brains is do a background check. Consult the Better Business Bureau in your area and the area in which the company is headquartered. Check with your local consumer protection agency and state attorney general's office. And do an online search for complaints and the company name, and if you have them, names of personnel, to see if anything appears. And get specifics. Ask what tasks you'll have to perform, whether you'll get paid by salary or commission, who will pay you, and when and how frequently you will be paid. And avoid advances. Steer clear of companies that offer to send you in advance on your pay, because con artists do this to get your bank information and set you up for bounce check scams. And guard your privacy. Be wary about giving your personnel and personal information. A request for your social security number or credit card information could breed a prelude to identity theft. Do you and your doctor monitor some important numbers, like, for instance, your blood pressure? Now, high blood pressure is more common than you might think. A review of nearly 1,300 healthy people, 55 to 65, put their future risk of hypertension at 90%. And what about your waist-to-height ratio? Keep dangerous belly fat in check to extend your life. Researchers recommend a waist circumference which is less than half your height. And how about C-reactive protein? Now, CRP is a marker of inflammation. In a 2016 study found lower CRP levels in successful agers and lower concentrations were associated with longer life. A CRP level below 2 megs per liter is considered low risk, so ask your doctor if you're a candidate for this test. And what about AIC? A study in the European Heart Journal predicts that a 55-year-old non-smoking woman with high BP and cholesterol and an AIC of 6, that's elevated, won't make it to age 75. So let the AIC, which is a test of your blood sugar level, get together, then don't let it get higher than 8, and life expectancy drops below 73. And update your insurance. A 2017 review found that insured adults have a 37% lower mortality risk, and near-elderly people with insurance showed slower health declines. Now check AARP's Medicare Resource Center to make sure you're getting all of the benefit. And you can check that at aarp.org/health.medicareinsurance. And seeing a dentist 2 or more times a year may lower your risk of mortality from all causes by 30 to 50%, at least according to the Journal of Aging Research. And while you're at it, floss, F-L-O-S-S. According to that same study, non-flossers had a 30% higher death risk than daily flossers. Poor oral hygiene has been linked to elevated C-reactive protein inflammation levels. And there's some screenings that you should check. There are about 5 different ones. One is a colonoscopy, a mammogram, hepatitis C, a skin cancer review, and a prostate cancer screening. You've probably heard a lot of talk about health tests. Well, let's clear the air about certain health tests. What about the mammogram? The grade B for women ages 50 to 74. And the facts are that although some studies do show that mammograms may reduce breast cancer and death, no study to date has shown that they reduce overall mortality for women of any age. Now, an independent meta-analysis of 600,000 women assigned to regular mammogram tests found no overall benefit to screening. False alarms, which are experienced by about 50% of women in this country, can cause substantial psychological distress. The bottom line here is the benefit of mammograms is just moderate. Ask your doctor whether a family history of breast cancer or other risk factors indicate that screening may be right for you. And then what about the PSA test? That's the prostate-specific antigen test. Grade C for women, for men age 55 to 69, and it's D for men 70 and older. Now, while PSA testing has been shown to reduce deaths from prostate cancer, no study has ever shown a decrease in overall mortality with PSA screening for men of any age, according to Dr. Ken Lin, professor of family medicine at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. Now, any prostate cancer benefit was offset by deaths and complications from biopsies, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And screened groups had much higher rates of complications, including impotence and incontinence. Indeed, diaper manufacturers are frequent sponsors of PSA screening drives, according to Otis Brawley, who's a doctor and chief medical and scientific officer for the American Cancer Society, who at age 59 declines PSA screening for himself. Now, the truth is that about half of men will have some cancer cells in their prostate by age 60. And 70% of them will develop prostate cancer by age 80, yet only 3% of men actually die from it. The bottom line here is that men under 70 should discuss with their doctors whether personal risk factors such as family history indicate screenings. And what about a colonoscopy, sigmoidoscopy? Well, the grade for this is A for adults age 50 to 75, C for adults age 76 to 85. Now, the facts are that sigmoidoscopy, which examines the rectum and sigmoid colon, the S-shaped part that leads to the rectum, where the majority of cancers do occur, reduced overall deaths by 2.5%. That's 2 to 3 lives saved for every 100 people screened. Now, colonoscopy, in which the entire colon is examined, has not been shown to reduce overall deaths. The failure of colonoscopy to prove life-saving compared with sigmoidoscopy may be related to the frequency of serious complications in one of every 220 individuals undergoing colonoscopy. Another test, CT colonography, provides insufficient evidence of any benefit. So the bottom line here is, since fecal testing is non-invasive, perhaps routine fecal testing or sigmoidoscopy might be the best option for many people if you can get the latter test. That's the sigmoidoscopy. Now, very few U.S. doctors perform sigmoidoscopies anywhere, leaving colonoscopy as the only option. The trouble, flexible sigmoidoscopy provides comparable benefits with less harm and can be done in the office by modestly paid primary physicians. A recent study showed that more than half of those who experienced sudden cardiac arrest had ignored warning signs. Meanwhile, studies have shown that when cancer patients ignored symptoms, it was often because they were busy or because they didn't want to make a fuss or waste a doctor's time. According to Boeing, the majority of airline fatalities from 2008 through 2017 happened during final approach and landing. And two analyses of the history of air disasters, one by Popular Mechanics in 2007 and another by Time Magazine in 2015, concluded that the rear of a plane has the highest survival rate. And the U.S. Coast Guard estimates that more than 80% of people who died in boating accidents would have been saved if they had been wearing their life jackets. Now, if your boat capsizes, stay with the boat. It's the biggest rescues that rescuers can spot in the water, and if you can climb it, get on top of it. Oh, if a fierce dog is coming toward you, the Humane Society has three suggestions. Remain motionless, hands at your sides, and avoid eye contact with the dog. Now, if the dog loses interest in you, slowly back away until it has moved out of sight. But if the dog attacks you, feed it your jacket, your purse, your bicycle, or anything that you can get between you and the animal. Now, if you fall or knock down to the ground, curl up into a ball with your hands over your ears and remain motionless and try not to scream or to roll around. Oh, and if you should be out somewhere in the wild and become disoriented, the U.S. Forest Service suggests the STOP plan. STOP, stay calm, stay put. Think, how did you get where you are? And observe, are you still on a trail? What landmark should you be able to see? And P, if you're unsure or a night is coming, stay put. Now, aside from water, what's one of the best things you can do on a hike? take a whistle along with you. You know, a study of nearly 6,500 subjects who are 52 or older found that those who felt younger than their years had a mortality rate of 14.3, while those who felt older had a rate of 24.6. And you might want to engage your brain more. Define what drives you. Research has shown that purposeful people live longer than their counterparts. Now, folks over 50 who volunteered at least 200 hours in the past 12 months experienced mental health benefits, but were also less likely to develop hypertension. That's from a study at Carnegie Mellon University. But only if you really want to. Half-hearted volunteer work isn't healthy. A Boston College study found that people aged 50 and older who had low or medium engagement in their work reported even lower well-being than folks who had zero engagement. A new part-time or maybe bridge job in retirement, either in or out of your field, has been associated with fewer major diseases and physical limitations, as well as better mental health. How about taking a bath in the woods? Now, the Japanese call it shinrin-yoku, that's forest bathing, or taking in the natural world through your senses. Now, this kind of nature therapy can relieve stress and improve human immune system function, and you don't need the woods either. You can try a local park. And put your best skills to the test and do it often. People who achieve a state of flow with their talent, that is, total immersion, time disappears, no critical voice interferes, have greater long-term happiness than those who don't. Flow is also predictive of high performance. A 2017 global survey found that employees who are troubled by their finances are twice as likely to be in poor health as those without money worries. Now, here are some signs that your financial woes could be creating health problems. You have physical symptoms like back pain, digestive issues, migraines, and anxiety. You exhibit more absenteeism and less engagement at work. Your existing health issues are getting worse. You self-medicate with alcohol and drugs at a greater rate. You have greater difficulty in quitting smoking, and some relationships with loved people are damaged. A study of over 3,600 older adults found that book readers had a 23-month survival advantage and 20% lower mortality risk compared with non-readers. Reading was protective regardless of gender, education, or health. And a study showed, well, they followed 75,000 women for 20 years, and those who attended religious services more than once a week enjoyed a 33% lower mortality rate than those who skipped church altogether. If you're looking for a job, you may have come across ads from employment agencies or received calls from recruiters that promise wonderful opportunities. And while some companies honestly do want to help you, others are more interested in taking your money. So beware of promises to get you a job and a guaranteed income. Upfront fees, even when you're guaranteed a refund if you're dissatisfied. Employment agencies whose ads read like job ads. And promotions of previously undisclosed government jobs. Now get a copy of the employment agency contract and review it carefully before you pay any money. And check with your local Consumer Protective Agency and the Better Business Bureau to see whether any complaints have been filed about a company. And that's our AARP program for today. And this is Bob Locke thanking you for your time and inviting you to join me again next time.